answer. Every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
Welcome back to Hour 3 of Rosie on the House. Our Saturday morning broadcast, designed to answer any question you have about your house, home, castle, or cabin. If you're trying to nail it, patch it, glue it, tape it, screw it, mend it, paint it, whatever it is, tie wire it, don't touch it until you call us here at Rosie on the House, so we can give you some of the tricks of the trade and some of our favorite brand names of products and tools to help you get the job done a little bit easier, making it look a little bit more professional. Your projects will be the envy of the neighborhood if you just allow us to have us share our information with you for free. And you do that by simply calling 1-888-767-4348. And there are going to be more and more of you wanting to fix, mend, repair, or maintain your homes, because I only like to bring good news on my broadcast, but every once in a while, I got to throw in a couple drops of reality. And mortgage rates have snuck above 7% in the past week. That's going to keep a lot of people in their existing mortgages, which were at 2.5%, 3.5%. It's going to drive down some of the activity. As a matter of fact, housing sales have begun to slow down a little bit. It's supply and demand. I mean, can you afford it or can't you? You know, you're in a $250,000 mortgage at 3.5%, and you want to upsize to a bigger home. I mean, it's going to be a significant impact on your monthly budget to go from a 2.250 mortgage to a 4.450 mortgage, not at 3.5%, but that 7%. It's going to keep a lot of you in your existing homes. Well, that's where we come in. Like Chuck Knight, Knight Air Conditioning, was in last hour. He's, how long will air conditioning last? He said, just take care of it. It'll last a long, long time. Well, your house is the same way. And we've got to stay on top of the little things. Don't let the deferred maintenance get your property to a point where you're overwhelmed by everything that needs to get done. So rates topping 7%, but not all news in Arizona is bad. The Snow Bowl staying open till May 5th. So how about, I mean, last year they skied on the first week of June and shut down. Now, I thought that was hilarious. So Snow Bowl's open, and they'll be able to stay open in a nice wet winter. Jennifer and I were out horseback riding around Bartlett Lake about a week and a half ago, and I want to tell you, that desert grass was up to the middle of your shin, and the bloom and the blossom was just beginning to kick in. We drove down to Sierra Vista last weekend, and all around Picacho and Casa Grande and Pima, Pinal County were in full bloom. Absolutely a green carpet throughout the whole entire desert area. Absolutely gorgeous. So we've got this spring to enjoy it and do it by taking care of your house so you can get out and take care of it and see the great state. Hey, I want to congratulate the Registrar of Contractors. They had their trade fair here just this past week, and they had 11,000 kids attend the fair who are considering employment and career in the construction trade. So the Registrar of Contractors actually sponsored it. It was at the Diamondbacks ballpark, and they had over 35 exhibitors talking to these kids about what a career in the construction industry could look like. And the fact that you could leave high school and be earning a livable wage the very next day. There's no debt involved. You're learning on the job. You're not having to incur large tuition debt. It's an excellent opportunity. And I can only tell y'all that as my company has aged and we're continually trying to hire, we're finding ourselves hiring more and more middle-aged, older men and women that are moving to Phoenix because the younger generation just isn't moving into the trades like they once were. And I'm telling you, again, supply and demand. the fewer there are doing that particular trade, the better it's going to be for those of you that are good at it. So keep that in mind. We wrapped up the tax season, and I want to thank all of you that participated in supporting the Rosy Habitat for Humanity bill. We are not fully funded. You can still go to HabitatCAZ.org, hit the donate button, and designate your donation for the Rosie on the House build. But especially thankful to all of you tax preparation offices and accounting offices that made your clients aware of the tax credit redirect that we were able to see a nice little jump in the funding of that Rosie bill. We're going to raise the funds this year to build one Rosie on the House Habitat for Humanity home for a family. And we've asked people over the years, if anything I have ever told you or anyone on my team has ever shared with you, something that saved you a little bit of money or a little bit of aggravation, we've always asked you, just take 10% of what we saved you and send it to your favorite charity. Let's pay the favor forward. Well, we're asking this year that we'd like you to designate HabitatCAZ.org, the Rosie Build, as that charity of choice. So we'll be asking you to do that through the course of the year and get this house fully funded. So with all that said, the lines are open, 1-888-767-4348. One of the questions we got during the week, and is actually popping back up on the screen today, is, and I addressed it a little bit a couple weeks ago, but it triggered more questions. As people are deciding to stay in their homes and are maybe getting into older parts of the house to do remodeling and stuff, there's a growing concern over lead paint. As a remodeling contractor, when I come out to your house, if it's built before 1980, we automatically do a lead and asbestos test of your property to see if any of the house has lead paint and or asbestos insulation or asbestos adhesives. So then we have to do an analysis of what are we going to do to take care of it. Now, if you've got asbestos, that's kind of a multifaceted dimension on how you're going to take care of it. But the question in particular that seems to be reoccurring here the last couple weeks is, how about lead? How about if the test comes back positive for lead paint? The one question I addressed a couple weeks ago, the buyer actually said, Rosie, would that keep you from buying the house? And I said, no, it would not. Let me talk to you a little bit about discovery of lead paint. You're perfectly qualified to, let's get it tested. Let's verify if it is or it isn't. Lead only becomes dangerous as that paint starts scaling and is agitated and starts coming apart. If it's still on the windowsill, if it's still on the door, on the casing, on the jamb, on the baseboard, it's not dangerous. So you can treat it, spot treat it, prime it, and just paint right over it. And that's an EPA acceptable method of handling lead paint in, about, and around your house. If you are the least bit concerned about working with it or dealing with it, then a professional painter can certainly have the tools, the techniques, and the products to get things all taken care of. Asbestos is a completely different issue. We can encapsulate it. It depends on where it is. Determines whether or not we do encapsulate it or we recommend you get rid of it. Getting rid of it is not near the endeavor that it once was, and there are techniques and products available that make it a little bit easier. So homes built prior, it's actually 1978, but we stretch it out to about 1980. Anything prior to 1980, let's get it tested for lead and asbestos.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you to join the conversation. Or text questions to 411-923. And Eric from Gilbert texted in and said, we are getting our tile roof redone. And the roofer wants to install four air vents at $80 a piece. Is this worth the investment? Well, first thing I'm going to say is coming up in May, we are having roofing month here
that's right,
on the house.
Right.
We've got armored roofing, Duraform roofing, Johnson roofing.
We call it the pre-monsoon rain preparation roof month.
Canyon State Roofing, and everyone's going to be covering a different area of roofing. So we'll have a very deep conversation on the proper attic ventilation. We'll have a deep conversation on underlayment type styles, installs, the different type of materials to select. If you've got a pitched roof, a flat roof, and kind of a theme you were saying off of what Chuck said, you know, if you take care of it, it'll last a long time. And how to maintain that roof so you get maximum life out of it. But to directly answer Eric's question here, probably so. I would want to know what was already there. I mean, your roof is required to have ventilation, and there's a specific mathematical equation you have to do for the amount of square feet of the home. You have to have a certain amount of inches and ventilation for your roof. So what was there already?
It's a good question.
It already good enough? And they're just, you know, but for four at $80 a piece, that's not a big enough upsell that, like,
no,
it makes me think somebody's trying to take them advantage of them.
That price quoted is very fair in a tile roof. It's really hard to passively ventilate an attic. So I would tell you that's a good $320. Go ahead and spend it. You'll be happy you did. What we don't do is we never power ventilate an attic. Never, ever power ventilate an attic. Reporting from the Design Construction Week in Las Vegas, Nevada Convention Center, you know, you walk through these floors of 1.5 million square feet, and every once in a while, something grabs you. What's the next thing that's going to catch your eye? Last year, software developer by the name of Built caught our eye. Well, what they've done with this from last year to this year, I want to bring in Nate Anderson, the co-founder to Built, B-I-L-T. Before we talk about what that is, I don't know if you're a software developer or you're a plumber or you're an electrician or you're just a madman. You have to be a little of all those to put together what you got here.
So actually, manufacturing engineer by education.
Okay.
But I went into the software world, worked for a big multinational software company called SAP. And while I was there, this idea came in. Why is it that we can go to a movie theater and see everything that's computer graphics, it's not even real, and yet we come home and we assemble things with paper instructions?
The smart ones take the written instructions.
So we just got looking around and said, there's got to be something better than this. And
wow.
So I was actually living in Tucson at the time. My office was in the Bay Area of California.
Oh, okay.
And we looked around, didn't find anything better. And so we started experimenting with 3D technology.
And the headset is new this year. When we found y'all last year, you had hundreds of manufacturers, instruction manuals, assembly manuals online that I could take my MacBook Pro to a job and see how this particular water heater was assembled and where the thermostat was and how I was going to get to the heating elements and whatnot. But you guys have taken it to a whole new level with this headset.
Important to understand, so we have today almost 300 brands that you would recognize. Weber,
hell yeah.
Hunter fans, like Home Depot private label stuff, Genie garage doors, for example. But you can access them on any smartphone or tablet, iOS or Android. And so we just crossed our 9 millionth user.
Oh.
So it's used a lot throughout the country. But when Apple launched their new Vision Pro headset, this is now a complete revolution in now what we think of as training and education. So if you want to have an experience of learning how to do something without actually having to have the product in hand,
yeah,
this Apple Vision Pro is going to allow you to do it in an incredible way that takes almost like gaming that these teenagers do,
sure,
and brings the gaming world into the training and education world for the trades, electricians, plumbers, etc.
It's absolutely incredible.
Okay, are you free to share this story about your Air Force affiliation?
Yes.
I mean, what y'all are doing there is pretty cool.
Absolutely. So
I think it'll paint a picture as to what this is.
Yeah, so the Air Force, imagine you've got 18, 19, 20-year-old, you know, airmen that are coming in, and they need to work on a $45 million jet. Dropping, you know, 19 binders in front of them is just not a path to success, whereas we're working now to create these instructions in Vision Pro so that they can experience it many, many times, interact with it, get to know the product and the sequence very well, and then when it comes time to actually do it on the jet, they can either have the Vision Pro with them and they can see it virtually right next to them. You can speak to the instructions and walk through it. It's beautiful.
I just went through a little demonstration for the last 20 minutes, just putting a Weber grill together. I mean, it shows you the tools. It's step-by-step guide. I can manipulate my hands to change the view without having the grill there. I can look at it upside down, inside out, basically be shown every single step with these glasses on, but I'm seeing through the image to actually watch my hands put the unit together while in the corner of my eye it's leading me step by step.
That's right. Yeah.
Your daughter fixing the toilet.
That's right. That's right. So with these, you can see the outside world perfectly like your own eyes, but it superimposes a visual, complete 3D copy of the product that you're working on right next to you. And you can move it around, set it next to you, above, below, zoom in, zoom out. Yeah, it's just a revolutionary experience.
So I get it for training opportunities. I think it could be fun just for a homeowner.
Too much fun.
Yeah.
Too much fun. Oh, yeah. This is right down your alley, Rosie. When someone has this experience, and it's not only just the Vision Pro, but even using the stuff on built that you've talked about on a smartphone or tablet, the reviews we get back from people is, you saved my marriage, right?
Yeah.
I did this in half the time that I thought I was going to do it. I can do things very successfully now. So our purpose in this is we want to raise people's confidence so that they can do more and be more successful, whether a DIY consumer or an electrician. Let's make them all wonderfully successful.
You know, this puts Rosie on the house out of business.
Oh, no. No. As someone that listened to Rosie when I lived in Tucson, it's you're needed more and more now than ever before.
So for a homeowner that has the Apple Vision Pro glasses,
yes,
what do they do? Just go to the App Store and download Built?
Yep, you just download Built, and every week we add more and more instructions. And over the course of this next year, we'll be taking thousands and thousands of the ones that we have on tablets and smartphones, and we'll be upgrading them to the Vision Pro experience. So by this time next year, there will be literally thousands of SKUs in Home Depot, from ceiling fans to heating elements to barbecue grills. All of them will be available on Vision Pro.
We really appreciate you taking the time and sharing this with all the homeowners back home in Arizona.
It's a pleasure, Rosie. And as the guy that was building my house several years ago, that I would get up Saturday mornings and we would turn on the radio and I'd listen to Rosie on the house. That's where I cut my teeth on DIY myself. So thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks a million. On the house at the 2024 Designer Construction Week up at Las Vegas Convention Center for the 2024 National Kitchen and Bath Industry Show. So we're here with Peter Ciccarelli from a company that he birthed.
I'm just the VP, the founders over there.
Okay,
The VP of sales.
Well, tell me what Free Power is.
Sure. So Free Power is actually embedded wireless charging. It's the only one of its kind that does freedom of placement, which means you can put a device anywhere within the charger, the charging area, to charge a device, and the only charger that does multiple devices at the same time. So you can actually do three devices on the charger at the same time, as long as they're within the charging halo. And again, we're the only ones that are also completely embedded underneath the surface, so you don't actually disrupt any of the usable space.
All right, so listen to me, homeowners. You all have a drop zone when you walk in. You drop your phone, you drop your laptop, you drop your briefcase, you drop your notebook, your ballpoint pen,
yep.
you know. And this now allows your Drop Zone to be your forever device charging station.
That's right. We
nothing
actually,
visible, nothing
right.
out on the counter.
That's right.
It's all underneath the counter.
That's right. Yeah, and we like to actually call it surface power because there's so many different applications of where you can place the charger. Our ultimate goal is to actually have free power everywhere. So whether it's throughout your home, like your bathroom vanity, your entryway, your kitchen island, next to the sink, next to the stove, where you're just inherently and naturally going to place your
sure,
devices,
sure.
we want it everywhere there. And then the same thing when you actually go out into a commercial space as well. So think between seating at a restaurant bar top or at an airport lounge. There's really kind of infinite applications because you're always bringing your device with you. And, you know, most of the time you actually need charging as well. So we don't want you to have to bring a charging brick with you. We don't want you to have to look
yeah.
for the different adapter because the adapters are constantly changing on a regular basis. So really the ultimate vision for the company is actually surface power.
Where did this idea come from?
So our founder, Jake Slotnick, founded the company about 7 years ago, based out of Phoenix. We've actually done different applications with the technology prior to this. So we've actually been in automotive and consumer electronics already. We originally partnered with a company called Nomad to actually do a countertop wireless charger, which wasn't embedded in the surface, but you could put on your nightstand or your kitchen island. And then last year, we actually did a partnership with Tesla. So huge, huge, obvious automotive tech company. We built their wireless charging stand as well that has our technology. And it's actually the same technology that's now embedded into the Surface, but was more of a consumer application where you bought the charger, you plugged it into an outlet, you put it where you want it, and then you could use multiple devices. So we actually used those different experiences over the last 7 years to really refine the tech that goes into the countertop and then just found a better application for it, actually unbounding it underneath the Surface.
Well, apparently I wasn't the only one. This caught my eye just walking by.
Sure.
I thought, hey,
sure.
That's pretty cool.
Yep.
But apparently it caught a few people's eyes.
It did.
Because we're at the Las Vegas Convention Center. It's about a million and a half square feet of displays. What did they tell us? 800 vendors
yeah.
on display?
Lots of vendors, yep.
And your product won Best of Show.
Best of Show, yeah. So the top award that you could win, Best of Show. So there was only one award given out for that. They actually gave two awards for every category. Best of Show, they only gave one award, and it came to Free Power.
So I hope people can visualize what we're talking about.
Sure.
It literally turns your countertop into a charging station with no visible
correct
apparatus or device sitting on the countertop.
Correct. When you think about other charging solutions, people are obviously always looking for more
power.
And
there's no cords on
the
countertop.
That's right. That's right. So there's two other wireless chargers that currently exist in the market. Both have their own flaws. One is actually undermounted similar to ours, but because it only has a singular hotspot, you have to precisely align your phone to that charger for it to work effectively. If you're anywhere off of that particular area, it won't charge. The other is actually a surface mounted where they actually drill a hole in your countertop, ruin a $2,000, $5,000, $10,000 piece of stone, and put a actual puck that protrudes from the surface.
Yes, yeah.
And so now that space becomes unusable, and now you're getting dirt and grime in the crevices of that charger.
Sure you are.
There's obviously some other options as well, like pop-up outlets,
yes.
but nobody wants to have a pop-up outlet with five different chargers sticking out of it, and it looks like a wire Christmas tree. So really, this is the most aesthetic way to solve a really, really common problem. People are always looking for more opportunities to be able to charge their devices, and they don't obviously want to make their rooms lose their aesthetic appeal that they have. So this is definitely the best way to do
it. Pete, the convenience of it is
yep.
what's going to drive the demand.
Absolutely.
But the real benefit is freedom from cords.
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. Having it be the preferred aesthetic charger for architects and designers, the last thing they want to do is destroy a really expensive piece of stone or really destroy the aesthetic of a room by putting more outlets and chargers all over a countertop. So by being embedded and hidden underneath the surface to even where you could turn the charging halo off is key for us.
Now, at my house, we have a large island.
Mm-hmm.
It's 11 foot long,
mm-hmm.
4.5 feet wide.
Mm-hmm.
It's butcher block.
Mm-hmm.
You okay with that?
Yeah, I mean, essentially, we can put the charger into any surface. You can do natural stone. You can do engineered stone. You could do wood. The only thing that would change is the charging halo, which is the indicator to let you know where the charger is. But we obviously have a fallback option for that as well. That's a beautiful etch, a hairline etch of where the charging zone actually is. So we have options for both translucent surfaces and non-translucent surfaces.
Is there any countertop surface this won't work with?
Not currently, no. So no countertop surface that it wouldn't work with. We work with all materials, and we're always experimenting with new materials.
That's fantastic. Free power.
Free power. And really the free is freedom of placement. So again, really being able to place your device anywhere within that charging halo so you don't have to think about that precise alignment like you do with other wireless chargers.
What website would they go look at?
They would go to freepower.io.
That's easy.
That's easy. Super easy. And we actually have a resources portal for architects, designers, countertop fabricators. So if anybody actually wants to learn how to spec it into their projects or learn how to get certified to be a countertop fabricator that knows how to cut out underneath the stone, we have that resources at resources.freepower.io.
Not a product right now that's fit for retrofit for a homeowner to come in and mount himself under the countertop. But if you're contemplating a kitchen or bathroom remodel where countertops and cabinets are a part of the package, this has to be in the specs.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So what you would do is you would contact your local countertop fabricator, or when you go to your kitchen and bath showroom and start working on your design with your architects or your designers, they would actually just spec it into the project, and then we would work with a certified fabricator or get their fabricator certified to be able to do the installation.
Give me that website one more time.
Freepower.io.
A couple interesting interviews there from your Vegas trip.
I seriously doubt we'll be doing a kitchen remodel or a family room remodel where that unit isn't spec'd and included. It's going to be expected in every project we do. That's for sure.
We had a couple calls come in. Ellie has French doors. One of them is dropping. Who to call to fix that?
Do we know generally what area she's in? I mean, we've got Fred Wilshire, the Wilsh Corp, certainly do that. Handyman, he's at 12th Street in Bethany. We've got Handyman Connection with handymen that are all over the Valley of the Sun. And at Rosie Wright Design Build Remodel, we've opened a small projects division. That might be a little bit small for us, but there's three good options. You can find all of them at RosieOnTheHouse.com.
And Response Crew as well.
And in Response fact, Crew, yes.
We did get her zip code. And I'm just going to our website, RosieOnTheHouse.com, search partner, select handyman, paste the zip code, which is Guadalupe, and everything's geolocated. So
there you go.
The Wilsh is 12 miles away. Response Crew is 13. Handyman Connection is 15.
The Response Crew has the crew to handle that, for sure. They can get down there in a New York minute. They can get to Guadalupe in a New York minute.
And then Carol was wondering if she should leave the fan to air conditioning on, and if so, why?
Well, Chuck Knight talked about that a little bit in the 9 o'clock hour. We were talking about all things air conditioning and things homeowners could do to kind of extend the life of their unit and what do-it-yourself maintenance and repair you ought to consider doing. Generally speaking, you can safely leave the fan on in your air conditioner 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with one exception: during the high humidity monsoon season. And the reason for that is your air conditioner, when the humidity is up at 60, 70, 80%, it's dehumidifying the air, and it's actually pulling about 5 gallons of water a day out of the air. And it sits in a pan called the condensate pan, and the condensate sits on the coils. And if you're running the fan constantly during those high humidity periods, you're actually reintroducing, you've paid this money while the air conditioner is running to dehumidify the air, and now the air conditioner compressor turns off, your fan stays running, and now it's just reintroducing all that humidity right back into the room, that when your air conditioning compressor goes back on, it's going to be working to pull the humidity right back out of the room. So generally speaking, if you'll leave the fan running all year long, except during monsoon season, you'll be happier with your indoor air quality. It will eliminate a lot of the complaints that we hear about hot spots and cold spots in a house. And it takes a dribble of electricity to run that squirrel cage blower. So don't worry about what it's going to do to your bill. You'll hardly notice it, if you notice it at all. In our email newsletter that we send out every week, we send out what we're going to cover on the hour, 9 o'clock. We covered air conditioning with Chuck Knight. And then we always have a do-it-yourself handyman tip for the 10 o'clock hour. And we wanted to talk about the concept of saving water. And I'm on a campaign to kind of straighten out a lot of the sensationalized hysteria that's being generated about water in Arizona. I'm going to give you a stat right now. I'm going to give you a whole bunch of stats. Okay. When in 1967, when Arizona had about 1 million people, we're now at 8 million people. The state is using the same amount of water as it was in 1967. The city of Phoenix in the year 2000 had 250,000 fewer people. We've added 250,000 people in the last 20 years, and the city of Phoenix is using 12% less water. All right? So we have some tips here in our newsletter on things you can do to save water. We don't have enough water to waste. But I'll tell you what, the population is, people are not going to quit moving to Arizona. You want to talk about areas that are troubled with water? I'm going to talk to you about California. I'm going to talk to you about Nevada. I'm going to talk to you about Utah. I'm going to talk to you about New Mexico. I'm going to talk to you about Colorado. If you want to live in the Southwest and you want to live where the supply of water is the most secure, you're going to end up in Arizona. So the growth isn't going to stop. So we all need to pay attention to how we conserve it. We want you to be mindful of your water. Now, a typical home will use about 150 gallons a day, okay? And there's over 500,000 homes in Maricopa County. It's about 600,000 housing units. So at 100, let's round it up, 150 gallons a day. That's 4,500 gallons a month. That's north of 50,000 gallons a year. Half of that goes on your landscaping. Half the water you're using goes to landscaping. So we want you to be very cognizant of what you're planting, how the integrity of your irrigation system. And I want you to be mindful of rainy seasons. There are many, many Januaries. You can turn your sprinkler systems completely off. And this last January was one of them. So if every one of you would have turned your sprinkler systems, irrigation systems off in January in Phoenix, we would have saved in 1 month 1,320,000,000 gallons. Turn your sprinkler clock off when it rains. Now, don't hesitate to put a sticky note on the kitchen door. Irrigation system off. So when you've got that, when the storm moves on and you've let this everything soak in and it's been a week, you can go back and turn it back on. But boy, if everybody could just get in the habit of turning their sprinklers off when it rains, 1.3 billion gallons in 1 month. Pay attention to that.
Winding down our final segment of this Saturday's broadcast. 8 o'clock, Jay Harper was in. We were talking about all things landscaping, gardening, but big takeaways there. If you are going to be transitioning to a summer lawn, switching from your rye to your Bermuda, you know, don't cut watering, but start mowing lower, and that'll help get the rye to die off so that the Bermuda can come into full...
Give it some light.
into full thickness. And like we mentioned, I think it was the week prior, a healthy lawn will actually keep the weeds choked out. So it's not only good for the Bermuda lawn, but it also keeps weeds out. And a lot of people consider Bermuda a weed. I mean, and if you've ever tried to kill it, you know why, because it's a very difficult, well, once it's got a hold, I mean, you could think it's dead for years. Start putting water back on that area and, man, those roots.
I found out how durable Bermuda Tiff lawn is when I took City of Scottsdale's invitation to eliminate lawn in my backyard. I eliminated 1,000 square feet of grass. It took me 2 years of Ray Lopez showing up about every 4 months. And we finally, because I wanted it, so I could plant a garden there. So he was using chemicals that were non-harmful to a future garden area. So anyway, but that Bermuda is very resilient. Get that grass cut down, that winter lawn cut down. 9 o'clock hour, we had Chuck, Chris, and Knight in here from Knight Air Conditioning. They've been Rosie certified Knight Air Conditioning partners for over 20 years. And we learned something that is counterintuitive to a lot of you. You want your air conditioner on, and you want it running. That's why we generally try and tell people, buy an air conditioner that's a little bit smaller than you might need it. The equipment will cost you less. It will cost you less to run. And a little bitty air conditioner or a slightly small air conditioner running long periods of time make for much better indoor air quality, make much for a much more efficient home, and the equipment will actually last longer. You do not want, your intuition may say, I want the biggest unit I can, and man, I want that thing turning on every minute. No, you don't. You want a little bit smaller unit running a long period of time. And then, of course, the Delta T is something you can check on. The other thing I'd like to repeat for everybody real quick is that Rosie Wright Design Build Remodel, in our design studio right there in the Scottsdale and Shea area, there have been a lot of inquiries of, Rosie, I want to build a backyard casita. With some recent zoning changes throughout the valley, we can now build backyard casitas we could never build before. So if you have any interest in coming to lunch on May 15th in our design studio, I'd invite you to go to rosiewright.com and reserve yourself a space. If we overbook, we'll have more than one. We're limiting it to about 10 or 12 at a time, because in that way everybody has a chance to answer questions. But it's absolutely free. If you're interested in pursuing, if you have any questions about building a casita in your backyard, go to rosiewright.com. The seminar will be May 15th, 11:30 to 1 o'clock. Absolutely free. We'll have a few sandwiches and some cold drinks for you, and we'll get you the answers you're looking for. With all that said, we'd like to encourage you all to enjoy the great state of Arizona. Get out there and enjoy it. Let's take care of the home we've got. With mortgage rates now hitting 7%, you're probably going to stay right where you are. Let us help you take care of it right here at Rosie on the House.